Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Yovanes? Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. Hamei vi get, me medinas hayam. Okay, we'll learn more about this in Masechtas Gittin. But Chazal were masakein, that if someone brings a get for a woman from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, he has to say in front of two Edom at the time that he gives over the get, Befanai Nechtav, this get was written in front of me, Ubefanai Nechtav, and the Edom signed in front of me. Why Chazal made this takana? So there's a machloikis in Masechtas Gittin. Rabbi says, Lefisha ain't Bekin Lishma. They don't know the halacha in Chutz Laretz, or some of the people don't know the halacha, that you have to write it L'shem Ha'isha Mizgereshes. You can't write a get for one person, I use it for someone else. So what if there's another husband that has a wife with the same name, and he wrote this get, decided not to divorce his wife, and gave it to someone else? Oh, you have the same name. Your wife has the same name. Here, if you want to give a get to your wife, you can use this. So the shliach has to say edus when he gives over the get, that the get was written and signed in front of him for this particular woman. According to Rava, the tam of the takana is that we're scared that the husband's going to come running and say, no, that get wasn't good. I sent the get with a shliach, it wasn't good. The signatures were false. I never sent it. Now, it could be the husband's just lying. He just wants to give a lot of trouble for his wife or the woman that used to be his wife. So if it was local, we could verify the signatures. We could figure out who the Edom are and verify the signatures. But because it's coming from Eretz Yisrael, and there weren't at that time caravans constantly going back and forth, it's going to be a big problem. So therefore, Chazal made a takana that the shliach says, listen, I know for a fact it was written and signed with good Edom, and therefore we say this is not a false get. Either way, you have to say b'fanei nechtav, u'b'fanei nechtav in order for the get to be good. So once again, our Mishnah here, Perik Beis Mishnah Tess. A shliach, hamevi, that brings get, brings a get, mimedina sayam, to a woman in Eretz Yisrael. And when he gives the get to the wife Omar, he says in front of two Edim, b'fanei nechtav, in front of me the get was written, u'b'fanei nechtav, in front of me the get was signed. Lo yises ishtoi, this shliach shouldn't then marry this woman that was divorced. Being that the whole kashrus of the get is based on what he says, on his testimony, that the get was written and signed in front of me, I'm worried. So this is going to create terrible rumors, explains the Batanura. Ikalozus sivasayim. People are going to say, he wanted to marry her, so he lied. So she could marry other people, but not him, not the one who brought the get. In a similar vein, if someone comes to testify about a woman that her husband died, and therefore she can get married, although normally you need two Edim, but because Chazal so desperately did not want that a woman should remain in Aguna, that means she shouldn't be able to get married because we can't verify that her husband died, so even one Ed is enough. So let's say someone comes along and he says, hey, this mess, that her husband is no longer alive. Or, haraktiv, I killed him. Or, haragnuhu, we killed him. Lo yisos ishtoi, he shouldn't marry the man's wife. Same problem, it doesn't look good, it's going to create rumors, we don't know what's going on over here. Maybe he's just saying it because he wants to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda says, Haraktiv, if someone says, I killed him, then the man's wife can't marry anyone. She shouldn't get married at all. If this person says, I killed him, so he's a Ritzayach, he's a murderer, then he's not a good witness. He's a Rasha. And the Torah says, Al Tasis Rasha Eid. L'maisa d'Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because we paskin ein adam meisim atzmei Rasha. We don't believe him when he says that he killed him. We believe him, the person was killed, but not that he killed him. If he says, Haragnu, however, this again is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara explains, he says, I was there with the murderers, but I didn't actually kill him. Then, although he should marry her, but Tina Seishta, his wife, could get married. So quickly, chazring over, someone brings a get, Mimedina Sayam, and he says, Bifanei Nechtav, Ubifanei Nechtam, which he has to say in order for the get to be kosher. Well, that's the whole point. Because you have to say this to make the get kosher, then you can't marry this woman. Because there will be laws of Sifasayim. People are going to say, ah, oh, he only said it because he wanted to marry her. For that matter, if he's the one that testifies the husband died, where he says, I killed him, he should not marry this woman. Rabbi Yehuda says, wait a second, if he says, I killed him, he's a Rasha, so he's not an aid. So she can't get married to anybody. There's no aidus over here. If he says, I was amongst the people standing there, but I didn't actually kill him, then she could get married. But Dr. Rabbi Yehuda, if he says, I killed him, we can't trust him. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, because we say, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, Adam Karavetz Latzmai. You're like a Karav, you can't testify on yourself. So we believe him, Lamaisa, that he was killed, but we don't believe him that this person was the murderer.